Our governor calls Utah the startup capital of the world. And it tracks. We've got a fast-growing, well-educated population and a buzzing economy. And just last week, Utah unveiled the Startup State Initiative, a resource portal for entrepreneurs. From step-by-step guides to a business plan generator, startup.utah.gov is now the first stop for starting or growing a business here. That's startup.utah.gov. Here's what Salt Lake's talking about. Two local chefs have been named finalists for a prestigious James Beard Award. And that is a bellwether for our food scene. So today we present the restaurants you need to try this spring. From fine dining to parked trucks and modest on the outside, banging on the inside. It's Thursday, April 11th. I'm Allie Vallarta, and this is CityCast Salt Lake. Kendall Rodriguez, as a follower of your TikTok, it does feel like you are eating out three times a day. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Have you noticed any kind of trend in the types of restaurants and bars that have opened up recently in Salt Lake? It feels like lately it's been ramen and brunch all day.
Lots of ramen and lots of brunch. But I think overall, it's just trending in a positive direction. I think for me, I've just seen, I want to say there's a correlation, a direct correlation to just Salt Lake's population growth from, people are going to not like this, but from out of state and just a more elevated dining experience and expectations overall. I think that people just want better. They want more variety. They want less chains and franchises. And we're starting to get that. So I think that's just really exciting.
Okay, so in terms of like the best places to eat, this is all very subjective. But as someone who is eating your way around this valley, I do want to know the top five places you think people should be going this spring. What's number one?
Okay, so it's called Drunken Kitchen. It recently just opened. They're operating out of Square Kitchen. So they don't even have a true brick and mortar. They're just doing all online delivery and takeout. And they're only open on the weekends right now. I think they're trying to expand into the weekdays. But basically, these two brothers grew up in China and Taiwan and have kind of bopped around, but they just made their way to Salt Lake. So it's basically Chinese-Taiwanese fusion. And it is so good. So they have pork buns, like dan dan noodles, dumplings, and like four different levels of spice. I think you like spice too, right?
I like spice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got level four and it wasn't as spicy as I wanted it to be, but I think that they're maybe trying to cater a little bit to the Utah audience where maybe not everyone loves that really big kick, but the food was delightful. They handmade all of their noodles in-house. And I just love to see new places pop up and they lived up to the hype.
Wow, I haven't even heard of this, but I just pulled up the menu and I'm seeing marinated cucumbers, which really
Like
pickled anything really speaks to me, especially in the spring.
Yes, and they have a really good pineapple mango coconut sticky rice too, if you want a little sweet, something sweet to top off your meal.
I always do.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, great pick. What's number two?
Number two. So I feel like with the changing weather going more towards the warmer months, it's nice to take a little spring drive or hop on Front Runner and take it to Ogden. So I'm sure you're tracking with us, but Ogden is up like one of the top contenders right now for best Main Street in the United States. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, by USA Today.
What? Congrats, yes. Ogden. A really up-and-coming city. It does feel like a lot of people who, well, frankly, couldn't afford to live near Main Street, Salt Lake City, bought gorgeous, historic 10-bedroom homes in Ogden, and now they're, like, really making the most of it.
Living life, yes. Uh-huh. So short drive or, taking Front Runner, and you can just hop off right there, walk to Main Street, peruse, you know, they have boutiques, bars, galleries, and then go to Tona Sushi. So I think everyone, when you think of sushi in Salt Lake, most people think of Takashi or maybe Sapa, the heavy hitters, right? But Tona is incredible. They just celebrated 20 years of being open. The original owners, Tina and Tony, are still running the joint, and it is incredible sushi. And it's just so cute and quaint, and it's affordable too.
I love that. And it's right on historic 25th Street, it looks like, which is
Yes, yes, it is.
that iconic main street.
Exactly. So you can get everything you want and then walk back and take Front Runner home, and you're good to go.
I love it. It seems like a perfect place to go before Ogden Twilight.
That too. Yes. Yeah. It's a cute little date night for sure.
Okay, number three.
Okay. So number three is a dessert spot. I would be remiss not to include sweets when we're talking about Utah culinary
Hello, this is
scene.
what we do best.
Momo's Cheesecakes. So they are family-owned little small business. They now have locations in downtown Salt Lake, Provo, and South Jordan. They're so good. So they have different sizes, but my favorite is the mini because you can get like a four pack. I think it's for like $15 and maybe closer to like $20 if you do DoorDash, which they are on. So you can get mini cheesecakes delivered right to your door.
Yes.
Amazing. They have everything from like passion fruit to like chocolate peanut butter Oreo. And then you can also customize your own if you want a larger scale cheesecake. I'm not even a big cheesecake person, but they have changed my mind. They are delightful, so good. And it's just like the cutest little shop.
Cute. I like this because I feel like I'm always looking for an alternative to the cookie phenomenon. I mean, I love a chocolate chip cookie. I love that we do cookies so well here. But sometimes I don't want to eat a cookie, and they're being
Totally.
thrust in our faces at every turn.
Yes, and they preserve well. I have frozen one and come back to it like a month later, and it was still good. And
Hell
so to
yeah.
me, that is savings because I can eat half of it and then eat half later on.
Perfect. Okay, honestly, that's on me. I didn't see a dessert spot coming. What else is in your top five right now?
Okay, top five. The other is Rue. So the chef from Adam Cold, he's from Communal in Provo, which is like a very good restaurant. This is his new baby. So we just went the other night for dinner and it was really good. So everything is like, I would say like $15 to $40 range,
Okay, yeah.
from like appetizers to mains. But one thing I cannot stop thinking about, well, actually two. So they have this enchilada gnocchi. It was just like such a random pairing, but so good and just so like rich. I loved it. And then this smoked pastrami and cabbage plate, which again sounds very basic, but it was just so good. And they make all their pasta in-house as well. And they have a smoker in the back. I know that because I parked in the very back parking lot and they said that they like smoke everything for days. And I was like, you could tell it is so perfectly done. And it's really cute in there. Like it's nice if you have a small little group or more of like a date night.
Yeah.
When I went, they had just gotten their liquor license. So they had a smaller menu of like wine and spirits, but they said that they planned to have a full assortment of cocktails as well. So I just love that.
Such is the tale often in Utah where you have to fully open your restaurant before you can get your liquor license.
Yes. And they're now open for brunch. They have a really cute patio. They were just setting it up when we went to dinner, but that'll be really nice just to have another outdoor patio brunch space in Salt Lake. So I love that.
Absolutely. I love the idea of enchilada gnocchi because gnocchi for me, it's, I know that people love it and like, potato is a wonderful thing, but sometimes it kind of tastes like nothing to me.
Yes.
But this has cilantro, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah, it was surprising because when you read it, you're like, but it totally works and it was really good, which I like, creative takes on kind of basic or like been done foundations. Yeah.
Actually, on the note of trends, it does feel like we're getting a lot of pasta, a lot of Italian. Like, what's the one on 9th? Matteo?
Mateo,
That recently
yeah.
opened. It feels like
Basta,
high-end pasta is coming.
Celto.
Okay, also on this menu, I see Nashville hot oyster mushrooms, which sounds incredible.
I didn't get those, but I'm sure they're delightful.
Oof, yeah. Where is Rue?
It's right next to, oh my gosh, the name is escaping me. What is the really good vegan sandwich spot on the corner?
Oh, Buds.
Buds. It's like doors down from Buds.
Oh, okay. I love it. Okay. What's the last one? What's number five?
Number five, the priciest option, but as we're going into warmer weather, I just think about patio dining and Franck's, I think, is amazing.
A favorite of Meg Walter, who's often on this show as well. Is it in Draper?
I think it's on the border of Holiday and Cottonwood Heights, I thought.
Okay.
I don't know if it's for sure. I don't know. That whole area, I'm always like, it could be Mill Creek, it
It's
could be Holiday, and
Mill
it
Creek,
could be
Holiday, Cottonwood Heights is
Cottonwood
kind of a
Heights.
Bermuda Triangle, something we've also really established over here.
Yes.
But beautiful patio Francs. Like, this is kind of high-end dining, right?
Yes. Yeah. So you're looking at probably 25, 50-ish, definitely more upscale dining. They have a great outdoor dining setup. And on Tuesdays, they do a tasting menu now. So it's
Oh.
four courses for 55, I believe, but still like to have four courses and know that it's going to be, really chef-driven menu for $55. Again, in this economy, I think is if you're a foodie or like you want to have that kind of experience,
Yeah.
that is a pretty good deal. And then on Thursdays, they do a burger night now, which is something new that they're doing. Let me
Okay.
read you this Thursday, April 11th burger. Okay, Allie, are you ready for this?
Okay.
Are you
Yeah.
ready? And maybe if you don't like blue, well, I'm not going to ruin it. Let's just read it. Okay, so
Okay.
it's called the Blue Burger, and made with Wagyu sirloin, short rib jam, Gruyere cheese, pickled blueberries, blue cheese mayo, arugula, rosemary cracker, caramelized egg yolk bun, and blue cheese russet potato chips on the side. Goodbye. I mean, if you don't like blue cheese, oh my God, you don't like blue cheese, do you? I love blue cheese. So
No,
to me,
I
I'm
love
like,
blue
oh my
cheese, but
God.
I'm trying to figure out, did you say caramelized blueberries?
I did.
Wow.
Or no, pickled blueberries. I'm sorry.
Pickled
Caramelized
blueberries.
egg yolk bun is what I said.
Oh God. Okay, everything's pickled. Pickled is a theme here.
Yes.
Pickled blueberries is a brilliant idea. I've never had one, but I really want one. I worry it would roll off of my burger. That sounds incredible, though. How much is that burger?
$25.
Yeah.
So
That sounds like a
that's
$25 burger.
it does, it does, but again, I guess you're kind of paying for the ambiance.
Yeah, which is really
It is
fantastic. Like
nice.
that
It is
back room
nice.
where it's almost like a little secret garden. And I mean, that's date night for sure.
It is. Yeah, it's like a cute little area right there. So, yeah, that would round up my top five, I think.
Mother's Day is on the horizon, and the good news is that you can find everything you need at Harmon's. Whether it's a little something to brighten Mom's Day or a memorable spread, here are a few ideas. For breakfast, try Harmon's house-baked cinnamon rolls with freshly squeezed orange juice and a package of fresh-cut strawberries. If you're spicing it up with Bloody Marys, don't forget that Harmon's has an olive bar with over 12 different varieties. Now, flowers are the perennial favorite, and you can order online or pop by the store last minute. Shop succulents, potted plants, and elaborate arrangements. May's flower of the month is the hydrangea. Very appropriate. Hydrangeas are fragrant and elegant. And if sweets are in order, Harmon's has added raspberry to their selection of brownie flavors. Find all mom's favorites at your local Harmon's or order online at harmonsgrocery.com. Epic Brewing is one of the OGs in building Utah's craft beer scene. But I am most excited about their recent adventures in canned cocktails. First, they released the Utah Mule. And as a big fan of ginger, I have been sipping those for almost a year now. But now, this April, we have the Utah Margarita. A delicious, locally fermented blend of real lime and agave, and they create alcohol by fermenting cane sugar instead of using tequila, which means you can buy Utah margaritas at the grocery store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita or Utah Mule at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's, or you can visit Epic Brewery on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. They're open 7 days a week. And this fall, look out for the Utah Cosmo. I'm surprised you didn't really mention any breakfast places because I feel like brunch, I mean, you and I are in the same generation. Like, this is supposed to be the thing that we do most.
I know. I lately, and maybe it's because I am just in homebody mode right now after a rigorous school season. I just want to stay home and like just have coffee in the confines of my home,
Yeah.
but there are some amazing brunch spots for sure, and it's awesome to see more and more pop up.
Have you been to Egg Break yet?
No, I haven't.
But you've heard about it?
I have.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
Egg Break is the new kind of breakfasty place that I think it's on 21st South by the Commonwealth Room. But what they're doing that's really extraordinary is basically like, I mean, forgive me for saying this, but like more of an upscale version of the McDonald's. What's the name of the McDonald's breakfast where the
The
bun,
McMuffin?
the no, where the like the bun is a pancake, the
Oh my
skillet,
gosh.
the McGriddle.
McGriddle.
It's like a local McGriddle option, but they're not open Sunday, so I keep missing them because that is when I wake up and want a McGriddle.
Oh, interesting. See, yeah, that's tough to be a breakfast spot and not be open on Sunday.
Yeah, sleepy Salt Lake Sundays, that's our thing. Okay, outside of these top five that are kind of in your rotation this spring, what's been an unexpected favorite new spot that's open in the city? Could be anything.
Okay, so it's in the Marmalade neighborhood, Coyote Ramen.
Oh, I haven't been there yet because I feel like the lines are out the door. Have things chilled out?
They're insane. They haven't chilled out. I mean, I guess a little bit. You have to go early, like right when they open. And it's crazy because to me, it didn't seem like we were in a shortage of good quality ramen spots in Salt Lake. I think we do have a handful. So the fact that this place is doing so well and it's a madhouse, I think speaks volumes to how good it is. One thing that I kind of love is that everything is done on your phone. Like you only have human contact when when they bring you your food or drinks, which
Wait, really? Like you order with a QR or like
yes,
it's like the
exactly.
airport, you get a little laptop.
Just boop, boop. Yeah, your phone. You just scan and order everything there. The setup is really cute, what they've done with the smaller space. They have like little cubicles and then bar seating that overlooks the kitchen. And I kind of love an open kitchen concept, which is kind of fun. It adds interest to your meal when you can watch people preparing it, I
I
think.
agree.
So yeah, the ramen is exceptional and they have really good wings.
Can I tell you the other thing that I like? This is kind of woo-woo about an open kitchen is that I feel like something we've learned through like reality TV and otherwise in recent years is that kitchens can be really toxic places. Though, hello, if
Yes,
you've ever
chef.
worked in a restaurant, you absolutely know that a kitchen is a toxic place. But it's kind of nice, the open kitchen, because it's like nobody can really scream at each other. Everyone just has to kind of figure it out. Like you're in the restaurant. I don't know. I
That's a
hate when
good
the doors
point.
swing open and I'm like, what is my burger scene?
The trauma it took to get to your table.
Exactly. What do you think we're missing here in our growing food city?
I think two things. I still think that we do not have enough breakfast and brunch spaces because whenever you go out on a Saturday or a Sunday, like on the weekends, it just feels like you cannot get in anywhere without waiting or putting your name on a wait list and coming back in like an hour, having to go somewhere else to go to the place that you wanted to eat at the first place. So I think, yeah, as much as they are popping up, I think we still could use more.
Yeah. And when people catch on to them, they get busy fast. Like when I think
Yes.
it's called the Trolley Cottage Cafe. Have you been there? It's the really cute breakfast and brunch, kind of all day breakfast spot across from Trolley Square.
I know what you're talking about because I had a friend that's been there, Leia. She said it's
Yeah.
amazing. It looks so cute.
It's so cute, and the menu's really fantastic. And the other thing I love about it is that it's a small menu. Like they're like, pick from one of these five breakfast options, which is my favorite. But when they first opened, I felt like it was quiet. You could slide in there. They only have a few tables. The last time I tried to go on a weekend, it was like hour plus wait. Forget it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm with you. More breakfast and more breakfast all day.
And there's nothing that makes your hangover hurt even more when you're told it'll be an hour before you
Yeah,
can
and
eat.
everyone in your group is like starting to get a little grumpy, a little edgy.
Nightmare. Yeah, so I would say brunch. And I think another thing I would say is Chinese food. To me, I don't think there's enough like really good Chinese food spots in Salt Lake. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's how I feel. My husband and I always say, compared to every other big city, I feel like there's tons of amazing Chinese takeout options. And maybe I haven't done enough exploring. Maybe that's my summer mission.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone listening has great recommendations for local Chinese restaurants, please tell us.
Yes.
The thing that I bemoan all the time in Salt Lake is that I think in most cities that are categorized as, I mean, this isn't a mountain town, but it's a gateway to outdoor adventure. And any city that's gateway to outdoor adventure, throw a rock in any direction and you're going to hit an incredible sandwich shop. Deli sandwiches. I just like Grove Market is good. Like Feldman's is great. Like we do have options, but I want more. I want more places I can go and get like an incredible cold sandwich, wrap it up, take it with me hiking or whatever, eat it on a mountaintop. I'm just surprised we don't have more delis.
Yeah. Silverside is new. I think they opened the last year if you haven't tried them.
That's the one in Sugar House.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want to say, I can't help but notice that none of the restaurants that you mentioned are two James Beard Award regional finalists, Mazza or Urban Hill. Do you want to see like more fine dining in Salt Lake or do you want to see more taco stands?
Taco stands.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Not to harp on everything that we've already said or how people are feeling. It just is nice to have a $2 option that doesn't make me feel horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel? I'm torn, I guess. Like in the direction that our city is going, it feels like it's inevitable that more fine dining, James Beard award-winning chef-driven menus are coming our way. But I don't know. I think that's also what makes Salt Lake unique, is that we're not totally overdeveloped in that scene yet. And it's nice to have kind of a good balance there. But what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to have fine dining, the thing I like about like an Urban Hill is that it is local, as opposed to like an STK, which feels very like, who are you? Where did you come from? Like, you know, and I'm never sold on like the idea that something's popular somewhere else, so I should love it, you know? Like, we don't need a Nobu in Salt Lake. We're good, you know?
No.
So there needs to be somewhere for all these people who are going to live in the Astra Tower to eat, I guess, if they want to go fancy. But I'm with you, like, more, like, modest on the outside, unbelievable on the inside kind of spots, I think. And I think, frankly, a lot of those are on the west side of our city. Like, Redwood Road is home to some of the best. State Street.
Yeah.
But I hope they can continue to find homes for those restaurants as the city becomes more and more developed, because even if it's mixed use, if it's brand new, rent's going to be high.
Totally. Yeah, that's a good point. And I think too, it's fun to go out with friends, but it feels like I'm doing that less and less because it's just expensive to go out when you have a large group of people. And so to have more affordable options that are still really good spots that aren't fine dining, like, that's awesome, because I do love the communal element of going out to dinner with friends.
Yeah, me too. Kendall Rodriguez, people can find you eating out constantly on Instagram and TikTok at Queen of SLC. I'll see you later.
Bye.
That is all for us today here on CityCast Salt Lake. Y'all, I am sorry about my voice. We are on the mend over here. But we will be back tomorrow morning with more from around this city.